Chapter 6. We drank lemonade under the big tree. The air was still. The dogs lay under the table. Mama fanned herself, her hair in wisps around her face.
"Someone's coming,"
said Grandfather. We all turned to look at the cloud of dust rise up on the road. It was a horse and buggy.
"It's Matthew and Maggie,"
said Papa. The buggy came into the yard and stopped. Maggie climbed down from the wagon and put her arms around Mama. "Sarah, you are big and lovely." Maggie's voice was soft. Mama smiled. Maggie had been Mama's very first friend when Mama came here from Maine. But when the drought came and there was no water, Matthew and Maggie and their children had moved away for 2 years. Mama and Maggie had written letters to each other every single day when Maggie had gone away. And once I had seen Mama cry because she missed Maggie. But now they were back. Mama poured lemonade for Maggie and Matthew. She passed Matthew the homemade raisin cookies that he loved.
"I've missed these cookies, Sarah,"
said Matthew. Mama smiled and brushed the hair back from her face.
"When's the day, Sarah?"
asked Maggie. "Soon. A few weeks. A month. The end of the summer. The truth is, I'm too old for this.
This baby," said Mama. "I was too old when I came to live here."
I looked quickly at Mama. What did she mean,
too old?
"No, I'm old,"
said Papa.
"No, I'm old,"
said Grandfather.